好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天我们讲到的题目是向神呼求。
The sermon title today is Cry Out to God.
感谢主把我们带到2022年3月6日的主日讲道时间来。
We thank the Lord. The Lord got us to March 6, 2022, the sermon time.
我们讲到一些有一个祷告的时间。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, thank you.
感谢主，你今天借着哈巴谷书向我们说话。
Thank you. You just talked to us through the book of Habakkuk.
因为你的话语让我们生命有亮光。
Because your words that just give us the light.
你说是先知哈巴谷所得的默示。
And you said that's the just revelation just you gave to, the prophet Habakkuk.
你在新约里面印证说圣经都是神所默示的。
In the New Testament, and you just testify that the words in the Bible that's from your revelation.
主啊，求你借着这一堂向神呼求之道，感动我们的心。
Lord, please just move our hearts through today's message. Cry out to God.
让我们晓得，无论遭遇怎样的光景
，so that we understand, no matter what happened to us.
我们无论处在怎样的情况
，no matter just any kind of circumstance we're at.
向神呼求永远是神儿女的一个永恒的权利。
Cry out to God, and that is the right for God's people.
谢谢主，听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, and we pray, Amen.
好，向神呼求。
Cry out to God.
人生之事呢？人生之事无常啊，不如意的事情是十之八九，对吧
？So life is impermanent, and just 9 times out of 10 things are unsatisfactory.
如果我们遇到了苦难，当何以自处呢
？If we encounter the hardships.How can we deal with it?
如果是遇到整个民族国家遭难，你又当如何呢
？If the entire nation suffers, and what can we do?
我们谁也没想到2月24号，结果战争就来了。
So none of us can imagine just by February 24th, here comes the war.
俄罗斯就入侵了乌克兰了。
Russia invaded Ukraine.
我更关心的是什么，你知道吗？
You know what I just care more is.
当然我关心乌克兰人在遭受苦难、遭受战争的厄运。
Of course, I just care about just the situation, the people, the Ukrainian they encountered.
但是有一幅图画更加吸引我的注意。
However, there's a picture just draw my attention.
就是乌克兰人跪在雪地上，向我们在天上的父在呼求。
And I saw that the Ukrainian, they just kneel on the snow and cry out to God.
日光之下无新事，历史会重演，会重复的，你同意吗
？There's nothing new under the sun. History repeats itself. Do you agree?
我们先来看第一点，公理显然颠倒。
Let's look at the first point. Justice is perverted.
我们先来看看哈巴谷书这一卷书的背景是什么。
Let's look at the background of the book of Habakkuk.
当时的南国犹大呢，就面临着北国在722年左右的时候已经被亚述帝国所灭亡了。
During that time, the south kingdom of Judah they just faced that the northern kingdom of Israel they were just destroyed by the Assyrian Empire.
然后这个北边的亚述庞然大物呢，也在南国犹大的面前也轰然倒塌。
And also just the, at the Judah also just kind of also just a destroy.
大家觉得好像没事啦，平安啦，岁月静好啦。
And people thought everything just peace and just no problem.
他谁也想不到，这个厄运也会现在轮到南国犹大了。
And the fate just came to Judah.
当时被称为加勒底的新巴比伦帝国呢
？During the time, the new Babylonian empire.
在哈巴谷的时代，在耶利米的时代，开始要向巴勒斯坦，开始要向耶路撒冷发起进攻了。
And during the time of Jeremiah, they just invaded to the Jerusalem.
如果是你我身临其境，又作何感想呢
？If you and I were there, how would you feel？
也和你今天一样，对吧？如果你是一个乌克兰人，你面对乌克兰被俄罗斯进攻。你身处在美国，身处在欧洲其他的地方，你又作何感想，作何打算呢
？Also, just same to you. If you saw the people in Ukraine and they would suffer like this,
会不会回国去参战呢？
Would you go back to the nation to
这是今天很多人都在做的事情，对吧？
So, today, many people do that.
但你作为上帝的儿女，你首先应该做什么呢？
However, as God's children, what's the first thing we should do?
面对的这个公理显然的颠倒，你又当做何决定呢？
When we face the justice perverted, so what is our choice?
首先是我的祷告。
First, my prayer.
我们看一下这位先知哈巴谷，他这个名字。
Now let's look at the name of Prophet Habakkuk.
他这个父母啊，先知哈巴谷的父母给他起这个名字的时候呢，哈巴谷的意思是一个热烈的拥抱。
The parents of the prophet Habakkuk gave him this name, which means a warm embrace.
我猜想他出生的时候应该还是一个南国岁月静好的时候。
I guess the time when he was born and in the south, the southern nation.And it's still peace and peaceful.
也有点像我们2016年以前，中美贸易战开始之前的世界，包括中国人在内的每一个人，都以为世界会这样如此这般岁月静好下去，会不会？你会不会这样子呢？
It's similar, like just like the years before 2016, the China and the U.S. the trade war and everything seems like it's peaceful.
我想，包括乌克兰人可能也会这么想，会不会？
I'm just guessing, maybe the people in Ukraine, they think the same.
那他非常好心的把整个瓦良格这个航空母舰就卖给了中国了。
They just have kind of the kind mindset that just sold this missile to China.
中国的许多先进的飞机啊、武器啊、导弹啊这些技术都是来源于乌克兰。乌克兰人也觉得，只要跟中国有个美好的关系，大概也不会有哪个国家敢打他吧。
And also.A lot of the advanced, those technology and those weapons were sold from Ukraine and to China, so they thought everything should be good.
其实这正是当年南国犹大国所面对的光景有些类似了。
Actually, that was similar, just like the southern kingdom of the Judah. That's what they faced.
怎么样看得懂以色列这个国家这个王国的历史呢？
So how to look at the history of Israel?
它基本上就是。要不然就投靠南边的埃及，要不然投靠北边的亚述，或者是巴比伦。
So for them, either they just rely on the south of Egypt or north of the Assyrian.
会不会跟乌克兰人的命运有点相像呢？
Is that similar to the fate of the Ukrainian?
好，哈巴谷从一出生。
So when Habakkuk was born,
虽然可能当时的社会形势处在一个岁月静好的光景当中，
even though the social society situation seems like it's pretty peaceful,
但是他眼前也不得不面对一个南国犹大国将要灭亡、将要亡国的一个命定，会不会啊？
However, he just has no choice but has to face the fate of the southern kingdoms of an imminent subjection.
任何人出生在这样的国度，会不会有一点情何以堪的感觉呢？
So when he faced this kind of situation, just how could that be?
我们这几代人吧，可能这种所面对的国际形势有一些类似当时的情况吧。
So the experience of our generation just will be just somewhat similar to that of the Habakkuk.
从不到百年前吧，1936年开始，我们观察这个世界的局势。
So less than 100 years ago, like in 1936, let's look at the world situation.
希特勒开始在欧洲崛起啊。
So Hitler just started in Europe.
整个德国人在一战当中的情绪没有地方疏解，希特勒就利用了这个民族主义的情绪，对不对？
So Hitler just used the people's this emotion, just like.
好像跟我们中国人也有点像，会不会啊？
Is that similar to us, Chinese?
我们中国人在近代史中一直。好像在鸦片战争的伤痛当中没有办法得到释放，心中也是一团怒火。战狼、小粉红，其实根源也从这里来的。
And in recent history, the Chinese people we just cannot just release just from the war of the opium.
所以我们需要了解整个民族情绪的根源，对不对
？Therefore, we just need to just find out what is the root of our just national just kind of this kind of emotion.
我这不得不指出一件事情。
I just have to point on one thing.
一个个人、一个民族、一个群体的伤痛是不可能在这个世界当中找到得到任何的医治的。
So for the pain, for either individual or the whole nation, it is difficult just to find this to be cured.
Yeah, 希特勒也是一样。
Same as Hitler.
Yeah, 他当时也包括他自己在内，他也是处在一个在一战当中的赔款和羞辱当中生活过来的一个德国人，对吧？
So Hitler, he's just the German, and he just went through the pain just from the first World War.
所以了解了这种时代背景。
Once we know about this historical background,
我们对希特勒悍然开始这次大战也就不难理解了，对吧
？In this case, it's not hard to understand about the Hitler who went to the war.
我们从他攻入波兰、占领欧洲大陆、轰炸英伦、最后进攻俄罗斯。哪件事情不是疯狂之举呢？背后的这个情绪能够理解得到吗
？So with all this that he invaded Poland, occupied the European continent, and bombed England, and also attacked Russia, can you just understand that is this kind of emotion?
你要把镜头拉回来亚洲看一看呢
？Then also let's look at Asia.
日本的东条英机也是如此啊。
So Hideki Tojo in Japan, he was the same.
日本人长期在中国人面前是被看成是倭寇，是小鬼子，是被看得低人一等的。
So in history, the Japanese in Chinese people's heart, we just think that they're just very little nothing.
从唐朝开始就向中国学习啊。
And they just learn just from the Tang Dynasty.
但是不管日本人怎么样学习，他仍然还是矮人一截的。
And then no matter how they learn, and the Chinese people all just look at the Japanese as they're just very low.
这个国家又没有资源。
And this nation and Japan, they don't have any that resource.
又面临一个大陆架沉入海底的一个可能性。
And also they just face the possibility that this continent may just sink to the ocean.
也是一大堆民族上的情绪在里边，对不对
？And there's a lot of just national just kind of feeling.
所以14年的二战对日本人来讲。进攻包括中国在内的那么多的亚洲国家，也是他这种军国主义、民族主义的必然选项了。
So therefore, those 14 years of the World War II, and it's just because of based on this background, and that's how it happened.
死了多少人呢
？Do you know how many people died?
伤了多少人呢
？And how many people were harmed?
最重要是伤了多少人的人心呢
？And the key is how many people's the heart has been just hurt.
呀，我们家的大伯父，我的大伯父就是被日本人挂在树上，一刀一刀给捅死的。
My great uncle and my father's brother, and he was just killed just by knife from the Japanese.
这种民族和民族之间的仇恨，这种伤痛，在世界上是得不到医治、找不到答案的，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, those kind of hatred between nations, actually, we just could not find.The answer to heal in the world.
Yeah, 这种仇恨的顶点和极端就是战争，就是再来一次。
The climax of the hatred, and that is just have the war after war.
人类的历史不就是重复这种厄运吗，弟兄姐妹
？The human history, it's just like a repeat. Don't you see that, brothers and sisters?
难道我们今天属上帝的人还要继续在这种厄运当中随波逐流，跟随世界去重复吗
？Do the people?Of God, do we want to follow the trend in this world?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你了解在这个战争期间，属上帝的儿女流了多少眼泪吗
？And do you see how many tears and God's children has this shed in this kind of war?
信徒发出了多少祷告，你知道吗
？And do you know and how many prayers have been uttered by believers?
想到我们自己的生命。
Think about our own life.
在遭受毁灭和强暴的过程当中
，In the midst of destruction and violence，
我们要在乎的是我的祷告是否到达天庭。
We need to care whether my prayers reach the heaven。
我是否有祷告
？Did I pray？
我是否在乎这个祷告
？Do I care about my prayer？
属神的人遇见苦难。
So for God's people, when they encounter suffering,
是否在第一时间内向神祷告呢
？Do we pray to God as soon as possible at the first moment？
有一天当我们见主面的时候
，One day when we meet the Lord，
可以有多少是我的祷告可以向主交账呢
？How much of my prayer can we give to God？
在公理显然颠倒的时候，请问我的祷告是否你我生命当中的那个主轴呢？
So during the time when justice is perverted, is our prayer is a key of our life.
好，其次是我的看见。
Second, my seeing.
其实这也几乎是我们的通病了，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is almost our common problem.
就是遇见苦难的事儿就灰心。
That is, we're discouraged when we encounter hardships.
在我们眼前所呈现、所看见的，竟是罪孽与奸恶、毁灭与强暴、争端与相斗，会不会啊？
So all we see is iniquity and wickedness, destruction and violence, and the strife and the fight.
对吧？一有点不顺心，马上就苦毒怨恨起来，会不会？
When something goes wrong, and then we just immediately become bitter and resentful.
甚至马上就发出咒诅的话来。
And even utter the curse words.
其实哈巴谷也有这一类的情绪，你看到没有？
So is Habakkuk. Do you see that?
他也问神了，你不听祷告。到什么时候呢？
Habakkuk asked God, so how long will you not hear my prayers?
我都哀求你了，你怎么还是不拯救呢？
I've been begging you, why haven't you saved me?
今天我们也面对这样的光景，对吧？
Today, we face the same situation, right?
和当年的哈巴谷所面对的也是一样的。
It's the same one, just like the prophet Habakkuk he faced.
可能哈巴谷的心里边想，这些个加勒底人也派来攻击你的圣城耶路撒冷吗？
Are these Chaldeans worthy to attack your holy city, Jerusalem?
自从2013年开始，
Since 2013,
可能我们弟兄姐妹心里面也会有些情绪，会不会啊？
Maybe, brother, sister, we have this similar emotion.
那些个敌基督的武警公安竟然也敢来拆十字架毁教堂？
How dare those Antichrist armed police officers come to tear down the cross and destroy the church?
弟兄姐妹的眼泪真是流成了河呀，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters' tears just stretches to just like a tear, like a river.
可能心里边会发出呐喊了。
They may just cry out.
这世界那日子到底怎么了？
What happened to this world? What to that day?
刚才写讲章写到这里的时候，听说俄罗斯已经开始轰炸乌克兰的核电站了。
While I was writing today's sermon, I just heard that Russia bombed the nuclear power plant.
我心里边也有情绪啊。
I have emotion too.
我心里想几个意思啊，你都不想活了吗？
I was just thinking, what does that mean? Don't you want to live?
主啊，什么是我的看见啊？
Lord, what is my seeing?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你看见了什么呢？
Dear brother and sister, what do you see?
好，最后是我的信仰。
Lastly, my faith.
哈巴谷心里难过，伤心欲绝，对吧？
Habakkuk was sad and heartbroken.
所以他说，因此律法放松，公理也不显明，恶人围困义人，所以公理显然颠倒啊。
So he said, therefore the law is paralyzed and the justice never prevails. The weak hand and the righteous, so that justice is perverted.
这难道不正是在讲我们今天的世界吗？
Is it not just talking about today's world?
可能也在讲我们的教会，会不会啊？
Maybe this is talking about our church too.
打开眼睛看看今天的世界是怎样的世界呢？
Just open your eyes, look at today's world.
最近发生的铁链女、铁笼女、山洞女的事件，每一件都在拨打人心的内线呐。
So the things happened in today's, the women in the iron chain and the caged woman, and also the woman in the cave, just caught inside of people's hearts.
如果我们还有一点人性，谁不会被拷问灵魂呢？
If we still have this human character, so isn't that just torture the people's souls?
一个庞然大国去欺压一个小国。
A gigantic country oppresses a small country.
一个巨兽型的强权去抓捕、关押、判刑，以爱心去回应他的神仆，天理何存呢？
A giant beast-like power to arrest, imprison, and sentence to respond to his servants with love. So what is the reason for heaven?
连瑞典这样的和平国家也开始出现侵略者的飞机了。
Even in peaceful country like Sweden, aggressor planes have begun to appear.
当然，普京在后来也说了，好像礼拜五开始说了点软话。
So it seems like since Friday, and Putin, he just say some soft words.
但是你的话还有信用吗？
However, are you worth the count?
你还有可能被世界所接纳和信任吗？
Are you still being accepted by the world?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的信仰仍然在支撑着我们去 不得不要为这些侵略者去祷告，你晓得吗？
So, as our faith is still supporting us to pray for those invaders.
如果我们跟上帝是一个真实的关系，我们心中也不应该对俄罗斯人有一个仇恨，你晓得吗？
If we have the relation with God, actually we shouldn't have this like a hatred emotion.
其实你知道吗？这才是我们的战争啊。
Actually, that is our war.
这个战争在我们的心里边。
The war is in our heart.
我们当然为乌克兰人祷告，毫无疑问的。
No doubt, we pray for the Ukrainians.
我们也会有一个支持和援助乌克兰的这个行为和信心和言语，对吧？
And we also have the faith to support and just with our words for Ukraine.
但是不要忘了效法主啊。
However, don't forget to imitate the Lord.
为那些钉主的那些人去祷告。
Pray for the people who crucified Jesus.
也为那些侵略者去祷告。
Pray for those invaders.
这就是为主打了一场美好的仗了，弟兄姐妹。
And then that is to fight a good fight for God.
为主去做一个美好的见证，你能了解吗？
And just bear a good witness for the Lord. Do you understand?
好，我们看第二点，你们总是不信呐。
Let's look at the second point. You would not believe.
试问，在岁月静好下习惯了的人，有谁会想到战争呢？
So who would have thought of war for those who have become accustomed?
在2月24号以前，谁会想到战争会来得那么快呢？
Before February 24th, who would imagine the war just come so quickly?
当然，我们作为一般的平民百姓，实在是不了解这政治家在玩的游戏了。
Of course, as ordinary people, who would understand those politicians what they're doing?
我今天跟我一个朋友，很好的朋友啊，中学、高中的同学、啊，很好的朋友。在微信联系留言的时候，他仍然相信第三次世界大战是不可能打起来的。
Today, when I have the contact with my just old times, a middle school friends, and he just said he just firmly believed the Third World War would not happen.
我想可能是全世界大多数人都不愿意相信会有第三次世界大战吧。
I think maybe in the whole world, a lot of people would not believe there will be the Third World War.
更不用说。我们要相信我们这一代人有可能就临到末日，你信吗？
And just let alone that our generation could just be just a dream about this last day.
不管怎么样，末日来之前，我们总有几件事情必须清楚的，对吧？
No matter what, before the last day arrives, and we need to be clear about this.
首先，末日是主开启的。
First, the last days are initiated by the Lord.
我们可能有一个极大的误会啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, we may have a misunderstanding.
就是用道德去捆绑信仰。
And we just use morality just to bind our belief.
用自我良善去捆绑圣经的真理啊。
And use our goodness just to just bind it and the truth of the Bible.
我们很多人以为世界和平就是一个绝对真理了。
So we just thought that the world peace is an absolute truth.
战争当然出于撒旦的嘛，魔鬼的嘛。
And the war, which is a war, it's from Satan.
所以所有属神的儿女都必须祷告世界和平，对不对？
Therefore, all the God's children, which should pray for the peace for the world.
于是乎，千千万万的神的儿女就随从世界和平的潮流，投入心力去祷告，会不会啊？
And therefore, thousands of children of God have followed the trend of world peace and devoted their hearts and minds to pray.
不但祷告，还祈求和感谢，对吧？
Not only just by prayer, also by petition and thanksgiving.
但是你知道吗，弟兄姐妹？
However, do you know, brothers and sisters?
到了末后的日子。
In the last days.
主会开启战争之门的。
The Lord will open the gate of war.
可能我们心里边想不通这个问题，不过这是真的。
Maybe we can understand about this.
耶稣预言了到末日会有战争，为什么你不信呢？
Jesus already said at last days and there will be wars.
神让法老心硬。
God hardened the Pharaoh's heart.
也是神使法老的军队葬身海底的，你了解吗？
Also, it is the Lord. He buriedPharaoh's army at the bottom of the sea.
毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉两座城市的硫磺，也是神从天上降下来的。难道你不了解吗？
The brimstone that destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah was also sent down by God from heaven.
先知撒加利亚就预言说了，这全地的三分之二必剪除而死。你还不相信吗？
So Zechariah, it just prophesied 2/3 will be struck down and perish.
在撒加利亚13:8说，仅仅是有三分之一的人仍然存留，你晓得吗？
In Zechariah chapter 13:8, he said yet 1/3 will be left in it.
其实约翰在启示录也说了类似的话了。
So John also just said in the book of Revelation.
他说到了某年某月某日某时要杀人类的三分之一，你能了解吗？
And he said in a certain year, in a certain month, someday, in some time, a third of those.
而且算起来还不止一个三分之一。
And there's this more than one third.
Yeah, 哈巴谷怎么说？
Habakkuk said.
他说耶和华说你们要向列国去观看。大大的惊奇，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事情，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信呐。
Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们能不能从今天开始改变我们的思维模式呢
？Can we just start from today, change our thinking model？
能不能？不能老是用自己的道德伦理和喜好来捆绑上帝的永恒计划呢？
We just can't just keep just tying up God's eternal plan with our own morals.
所以其次呢，眼光需向列国看，有个全球的观念呢。
Therefore, secondly, look to the nations.
你肯定要问了，为什么要向列国观看？我看我自己的民族，看我自己的房屋，看我自己的土地就好了嘛。
You may just ask, why look to the nations? Why not just look at my own assets, my nation?
但是你不要忘了，我们的主是全地的主啊。
Please do not forget, our Lord is the Lord of the whole earth.
他是列国的主啊。
And he's the Lord of the whole nation.
神的作为充满大地，神的慈爱遍及列邦啊。
God's deeds fill the earth, and his love extends to the nations.
我们是不可以，也不能够被民族主义的牢笼所捆绑，对不对？
And we can just not be bounded by the cage of nationalism, right?
更加没有必要局限在国家主义的狭隘里边去挣扎。
Also, we just don't need to just struggle within the narrowness of the nationalism.
Yeah, 普京所展示的大俄罗斯主义呢？
The great Russianism displayed by Putin.
可能对于某些俄罗斯人讲，觉得很美好啊。
Maybe for the people of Russia, they think it's wonderful.
但却是建立在乌克兰人在战争的痛苦之上的一个幻觉，请问他晓得吗？
However, that is an illusion just based on the suffering of the Ukrainian. Does he understand?
我们可能站在某一个国家、某一个角度，觉得普京大帝了不起啊。
Maybe when we just look at this from just some other just viewpoint, we thought Putin is great.
我们也对俄罗斯这个战斗民族寄予极高的期望啊。
And also, we may have the high expectation about the Russia.
战争打到今天已经第九天了。
Now, the war has been fought for today's the ninth day.
你可能对俄罗斯军队也有些失望吧。
Maybe you are kind of disappointed about the army of Russia.
啊，接下来的结局是什么？你能猜想吗？
So what may be the outcome? Can you imagine?
你没看见今天所有的全世界大多数的国家都在反对侵略、反对杀人、反对独裁，你还没看到吗
？So don't you see that now all those the nations they just against just about this just opposed to aggression, murder and
全世界的人都在瘟疫的肆虐当中，已经过了两年多，你还没有警觉吗？
The whole world has been just ravaged just by the plague for more than 2 years. That haven't you seen that yet?
末日的征兆已经如此的明显了，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, the signs of the last day are already so obvious.
怎么我们当中还有人宁愿被选择被洗脑，心甘情愿被洗脑，真是情甘，共土的愿意被这个民族主义被战狼粉红呢？
So why would some of us still choose to be just brainwashed and just pinned by just nationalism and the wolf warriors?
有一天这些都会过去的。
Brother and sister, one day all this will be gone.
来到主面前接受主的审判的时候，你所剩无几了，弟兄姐妹。
When we come to the Lord and just being judged by God, there's not much left.
有这个必要吗
？Do you have to do that?
局限在你自己的小家里边，自嗨、自我陶醉，没有必要的。
So why just limit at your own discomfort zone? There's no need.
眼光出来看看全世界每一个人吧。
Just come out, go out, just watch, look at this world.
看一看上帝在他们生命当中所留下的恩典吧。
Look at the grace God just left for them.
好，最后你们仍是不信吗
？Finally, do you still not believe?
呀，耶稣基督道成肉身之后呢
？After Jesus Christ was became flesh.
他带领门徒三年多。
He led his disciples for more than 3 years.
门训呢，就发生在主的身旁啊。
Discipleship is just by the Lord's side.
哎，结果门徒还是不明白，还是不相信。
However, the disciples still don't understand.
鼓励大家从今天开始读一把马可福音读一遍。
I encourage you, starting from today, just read the book of Mark.
我想你读完一遍，你一定会有一个感受。
I just believe after you read it once, you have this kind of feeling.
就是耶稣好像总在问你们仍是不明白吗
？That is, Jesus just always asks disciples, "Do you still not understand?"
你们仍是不相信吗
？Do you still not believe?
要上帝差派地震、火山来传递信息啦。
When God just sent earthquakes, volcano to spread message.
那总有人说，哎呀，地震年年有，何必大惊小怪呢
？Then people said earthquakes just happen every year, so why make a fuss?
要饥荒来了，就有人会说明天会更好啊。
When a famine comes, some people say that the tomorrow will be better.
讲话要有正能量嘛。
So when we talk, we need to have the positive power.
饿死几千万人，哎呀，不重要了，已经过去了。
So millions of people died just from this famine. It's okay, it will be passed.
瘟疫来了两年多，大家开始麻木了。
The plague has come for 2 years, and people just feel numb.
一开始是恐慌，现在是麻木不仁了。
At the very beginning, and people just in just a chaos.
甚至有人说染上是个幸运呐。
Now some people even say that it is lucky to be infected.
好吧，既然这样，神就叫公理被颠倒。
Okay, in this case, and God just made justice be reversed.
乌克兰就是这样被俄罗斯所侵略了。
Then Ukraine was invaded by Russia.
国家的主权需要会被尊重的公理被颠倒了。
So this is the truth just being perverted.
如果没有神的允许，可能吗？不可能的。
Without God's permission.
神为什么做这一件事呢
？Why God did this?
很简单，唤醒世人呐、啊，弟兄姐妹。
Very simple. God wants to just awaken the world, brothers and sisters.
请问你醒了吗
？Are you awake?
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
要兴起加勒底人。
Raising up the Babylonians.
要加勒底人是新巴比伦人的代表了。
Chaldeans were the representatives of the new Babylonians.
他们基本上坐落在像是今天的伊拉克的南部以及科威特这样的这一带地区吧。
So they're located in what is today's the southern Iraq and the Kuwait.
他们在历史上留下最大的痕迹就是灭了犹大南国了。
The biggest trace they left in history was the destruction of the southern kingdom of Judah.
那这个问题本身就在神儿女的心里边留下一个疑问呢。
So this question by itself, just for the God's children, we have the doubt.
可能这个疑问也会出现在我们的祷告之中吧。
Maybe this doubt.
为什么神要兴起一个更加残暴的巴比伦人呢
？We may ask, so why did God raise up a more brutal Babylonian?
首先是因果相连的。
First, cause and effect.
每当我们在世上寻找公义的时候呢
？Whenever we look for justice in the world.
你都会非常遗憾的发现。
Just regrettably, we found this.
在这个世上，我们找不到公义啊。
We just cannot find the righteousness in the world.
但是上帝的儿女却可以惊人的发现，虽然在这世上找不到公义，但是属上帝的儿女却可以因信称义，你晓得吗
？Even though we cannot find righteousness in the world, however, for God's children, we can be justified by faith.
凡是在世上寻找公义、追求公义以及自以为公义的时候，那都是侵略别人。伤害别人，论断别人的族群，你看到了吗
？When we just try to find the righteous in the world, or just feel the self-righteous, then the outcome just to invade just other nation.
但是有一天，当我们在因信称义上觉醒过来的时候，我们发现原来这是上帝莫大的恩典呐、啊，弟兄姐妹。
However, one day when we are awake, we just found out we can be justified by faith, and we see that is God's grace.
我们不妨回到那个时候，打开。南北两国的历史来看一下。
So let's just look at the history of the north and south of Israel.
北国以色列人和南国犹大人都在上帝的面前亏缺了上帝对他们拣选的恩典了。
So both the northern kingdom of Israel and also the southern kingdom of Judah, they both just fell short of God's choice of them before God.
特别是南国犹大了。
Especially southern Judah.
哈巴谷总结他们是律法放松，他不守律法了，公义也不显明，公理也不显明，恶人围困义人，对不对
？Here in the Bible, Habakkuk he said, "Therefore, the law is paralyzed, and the justice never prevailed. The wicked hand in the righteous."
如果我们去查一查当时的先知的历史呢
？If we just look at the history of the prophets,
我们会发现耶利米与哈巴谷是同一个时代的先知啊。
We'll see Jeremiah and Habakkuk, they were prophets of the same stage.
所以读哈巴谷书呢，应该去读耶利米书的。
So when we read the book of Habakkuk, we also need to read the book of Jeremiah.
也更加应该读耶利米哀歌呀。
And also the Jeremiah book.
因为不读的话，你不完全理解哈巴谷到底在讲什么。
If you don't read those three books, you will not understand what Habakkuk was talking about.
耶利米先知为这个罪恶的世代流了多少眼泪。
So the prophet Jeremiah just shed tears for this sinful age.
这是为什么有人会称的是泪眼先知耶利米，对吧？
That is why people just called the prophet Jeremiah. He's the prophet with tears.
上帝让北国以色列人的亡国目的何在？
So what is the reason and just for the northern kingdom Israel just to be destroyed?
很简单，唤醒你南国的醒悟啊。
Very simple, just to awake the southern kingdom of the Judah.
但是他们仍然选择罪孽啊。
However, the southern nation continue to choose sin.
啊，你们不是喜爱作恶吗
？So do you not just love to do evil?
啊，神就借着先知发问了。
Then God just asked through the prophet.
你为何使我看见罪孽呢
？What do you make me just look at injustice?
你为何看着奸恶而不理呢
？What do you just tolerate wrongdoing?
毁灭与强暴在我的面前呢
？Destruction and violence are before me.
而且你们又起了争端与相斗的事情啊
！And there's a strife and conflict abounds.
这难道不是今天的事情吗
？Isn't that just today's events?
呀，很多人在网上也在分析了。
So a lot of people just analyze about.
俄罗斯为什么要打乌克兰呢
？They just analyze about why just.
呀，乌克兰是贩卖人口的大国呀。
And this Ukraine, that's the nation. They just sell the people.
也说它是女人代孕的大国呀。
They also say that nation, Ukraine, that's the women just have a birth.
想方设法在为俄罗斯入侵乌克兰寻找理由啊。
So people just try to find reason for Russia.
你不觉得这个很勉强、很牵强附会吗
？Don't you think this is just not true?
呀，乌克兰人的罪孽，他必要面对上帝的。
For sure, the sins of Ukraine, they have to face God.
呀，犯不着你这个自以为公义的俄罗斯去扮演上帝的角色。
So there's no need for Russia to be self-righteous to do so.
这个逻辑的关系需要搞清楚了。
So we need to understand the relation of the logic.
其次是回归信心呐。
Second, return to faith.
神兴起俄罗斯去进攻乌克兰。
So God's just raising up Russia to attack Ukraine.
其实是向包括乌克兰的所有人，全世界每一个人发出一个警告。
Actually, that is a warning to the whole world, including Ukraine.
神的作为是什么？你知道吗
？Do you know what is God's work?
你今天不是很残暴吗
？So today, you're very cruel, right?
你今天对你自己的国民都很残忍，对不对
？So you're just very crucial to your nation, your people, right?
上帝会叫比你更加凶恶的人来攻击你，你能晓得吗？会的，这天。
And God for sure, God will call people more just vicious than you to attack you.
神有个目的的。
God has the purpose.
神的目的是要叫属神的人恢复起初的信心，你恢复了吗
？God's purpose to restore the faith of the people of God.
当年神所兴起的加勒底人呢
？The Chaldeans that God raised up back then.
就是被上帝称为是残暴、残忍、暴躁之民啊。
And they were the cruel and the irascible people.
好像跟今天这个战斗民族的称呼有点类似，会不会
？It's like a similar just calling to today's.
让他们通行遍地啊。
And they just travel throughout the land.
呀，去占据那不属于自己的住处。
And occupy the dwellings that did not belong to them.
你看电视上报道了，俄罗斯的军队、坦克车、战车，绵延六七十公里，占据在乌克兰的公路上、土地上，对不对
？And you will see on just on the TV reported those tanks just walk just drive through the land of Ukraine, and it was like it's a long the distance.
我们今天也愿意在上帝面前鼓励乌克兰人。
Today, in front of God, just we want to encourage the Ukrainians.
在抵抗侵略之前，还有一件更加重要的事情要做。
Before they resist the invasion, there's even one thing more important than that.
就是你们应该恢复对上帝的信心呐。
That is that they should restore their faith in God.
要晓得这是上帝的心意啊。
And we need to understand this is God's will.
抵抗的时候，仍然带着神的心意去抵抗这些侵略者。
When they just resist that and just that invade those invasion just by God's faith.
我看到那些乌克兰的大妈对一个被俘虏的一个俄罗斯的一个小年轻十九岁的孩子， 给他面包，给他吃的，给他黄油，还给他打电话给他在俄罗斯的家人。我心里面是有一点感动了。
And I saw the screen that shows that the women in the Ukraine, they just give the bread and food to the Russian, the army, and I'm very touched.
我尝试站在一个乌克兰人的角度看自己的命定，看上帝，看未来，看今天的战争。
So I just try to stand at the viewpoint of the Ukrainian.
我不得不说，上帝对我们乌克兰人是不薄啊。
And I just want to say, God is not mean to Ukrainians.
乌克兰的整个土地可以说是欧洲的粮仓啊。
So the whole place of Ukraine, that is just like European just granary.
乌克兰的地底下埋着黄金和诸多的有价的金属啊。
And also the valuable, the like a gold is buried under the ground.
但是乌克兰，这奇怪日子吧，过得像个乞丐一样。
However, for some reason.And the life in the Ukraine, they live just like a beggar.
一个最富有的资源，却活得非常的贫穷。
A very rich resource nation, however, they live just like a poverty.
但是求神的怜悯临到乌克兰。
May God's mercy just arrive, come to this Ukraine.
我也相信在今天的乌克兰战争当中呢。
And I believe in today's Ukraine-Russia war.
神必要兴起这里有属神的精兵啊。
For sure, God will raise up His soldier here.
要充满对上帝的信心。
Full of the faith in God.
我们现在大概知道怎么为乌克兰人祷告了，对吧
？So now we understand how to pray for the Ukraine, right?
不仅仅是抵抗侵略者，乃是要恢复对神的信心。
Not only to just resist the invader, also we need to restore the faith in God.
当然，最后悔改向神。
Finally, repent to God.
悔改是人类的主题了。
Repentance, that's the topic, the theme of life.
悔改是乌克兰的主题。
Also, repentance, that's the main topic.
悔改也是普京的总主题，也是拜登的主题，也是每一个世界领导人的主题，对吗
？So, repentance, that is the main theme for all the leaders.
这场战争的启动者可能今后难免要接受审判呢。
The initiator of the war will inevitably just face trial.
我在往前想，普京等人会不会？也在海牙法庭接受审判呢。
I'm just thinking, Putin and the others may also just be tried in this Hagen court.
但是大家不要想象在人类的法庭当中，你能追求完全的公义、公平，不可能的。
But it's impossible. We can just find this righteousness in the court.
可能很多人就会问：仅仅是普京吗
？Maybe people will ask, is it just Putin?
那小布什呢
？What about Bush?
声称伊拉克有大规模杀伤性的武器。
And he just claimed that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
所以就打着公益的旗号开战了。
So he just go to the war in the name of justice.
好像也没有联合国的这个决定的支持吧。
Seems like it is not supported by United Nations.
最后进去后发现没有什么大规模杀伤性的武器，情报错误。
At the end, they just found out, and there's no so-called weapon of mass destruction. Seems like the message was not correct.
阿富汗这个国家，我就不知道他招谁惹谁了。
Then for this country, Afghanistan, I just don't know what happened.
苏联打完，美国打。
So after Russia just attacked them, and then the U.S. attacked.
但是人家就好像就是个小强，打不死啊。
However, Afghanistan seems like they're so strong, just cannot be beat.
这一次美军的撤军，美国的颜面尽失啊。
So this time the U.S. army just withdrew just from the Afghanistan, saying they lose the face.
说明什么意思呢
？So what does that mean?
说明你不要以为你强大，就好像一定拥有真理，不一定的。
And that means just don't because you're strong, and then you are the truth.
今天全世界的强国大国都应该警醒啊
！All the strong nation, and they should be just cautious.
你的强大，你的权柄源于上帝，你知道吗？
Your strength and your authority is originated by God.
如果你多行不义必自毙的，你晓得吗
？Do you understand? If you just do all those right unrighteous things, and
强弱之间会相互转换的，你还不了解吗
？So don't you know? Just strong and weak will be transformed.
当然，可能因为今天你过于强大。
Okay, maybe today because you're strength.
人们也不能把你怎么样。
And people just can't do anything about you.
可能战争结束以后，普京又回俄罗斯了。
Maybe after the war and Putin just returned to Russia.
那世界法庭也不可能跑到俄罗斯去把普京抓来审判呢。
And maybe the world court just cannot just capture arrest Putin.
我猜小布什接受审判的概率也很低了。
And also the possibility for Bush to be just the judge also very low.
但是请问谁能躲避上帝的审判呢？
But who can escape the judgment of God?
今天我说下一句普世的真理给大家听。
Let me just share with you the global truth.
要不管你是谁。
No matter who you are.
我们唯一的出路就是来到神的面前悔改归向神。
The only way out, that is to come before God, repent, and turn to God.
也有人问我啦。
Some people ask me.
这俄罗斯和乌克兰的战争最后的结局和前途最好的是什么？
And what is the people ask me? What is the best outcome for the war between Russia and Ukraine?
我是就目前的情况来看，摆在普京面前的唯一的选项，停战、赔款、悔改，没有别的出路。
So for the Putin, that is to just stop the war and just repent.
不管乌克兰有怎样的不是。
No matter what kind of just the mischief for Ukraine.
任何人，包括俄罗斯在内。都没有一个权柄去审判一个主权国家。
Any person or any nation has no right to judge another nation.
否则后果不堪设想。
Otherwise, the outcome, the consequence is very severe.
摆在我面前的选项可能就真是第三次世界大战了。
So the choice just displayed among for us that maybe that will be the third world war.
当然，作为上帝的儿女，也不用害怕。
Of course, as God's children, we do not need to be afraid.
大战就大战呗。
If the war comes, then here it comes.
主回来这件事，难道对我们来讲是坏事吗？
So for the day for the Jesus to come back, is that a bad thing?
一个没有基督掌权的世界，有意思吗？
A world without just God's sovereignty, so does that make sense?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这世界以及其中的一切都将成为过去的。
This world and everything in it.
唯有主的道是长存的。
Only the word of the Lord lasts forever.
向神呼求是我们永远的生命啊。
Crying to God, that is our eternal life.
请问你是否愿意得到这个生命呢？
Are you willing to receive this life?
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你让我们成为你的儿女啊。
Thank you, you let us become your children.
感谢你让我们今天听到这堂道。
We thank you. You let us hear today's sermon.
这是一堂向神呼求的道啊。
This is a sermon. We just cry out to God.
我们在这个祷告当中，我们听见主你对我们说话。
In a prayer, God will just hear your voice.
你说这世间的一切都要成为过去。
And you said all the things in this world will be past.
主啊，唯有你的道是永远长存的。
Only your words last forever.
主，求你今天借着这堂道。让我们重新能够鼓起信心的勇气。
Through today's sermon, please just help us just to regain and just the courage and faith in you.
好，让我们多而又多的为主而活。
So that we can just live for you more and more.
好，让我们能够广传福音啊。
And we can just share the preach the gospel.
因为你的心意是要万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
Because you just want all to be saved.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.